This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. On Memorial Day weekend of 1989, I joined my wife, my daughters, and several gals from our church's ladies softball team for an evening practice. Covering left field that Friday evening, I backpedaled for a fly ball. I slipped. I fell. And my head hit the ground. The next thing I remember, I was at home, talking a mile a minute. I had suffered a concussion, my wife said, and I had lost my short-term memory. My trip to the hospital, the CAT scan, the doctor's diagnosis, and my ride home are memories that were either not recorded in my brain, or they are buried so deep I'll never recover them. I awoke Saturday morning and told my wife that I wanted to see my people. I rattled off the names of five men. She called them. Each one faithfully responded. Bruce, Dave, John, Dan, and Bob all sat in my living room asking me questions. I responded with questions of my own. Did I have an accident? Is my dad dead? He had just passed away the previous November. Who is my boss? Does he know about this? Oddly, all five men wore red T-shirts. It was kind of a bizarre morning for a man whose brain wasn't working properly. One of the men I had called for, John to be precise, had been a close friend throughout the 70s and early 80s. I had not seen him for about 4 years. A few weeks after the softball incident, as it has come to be known, after I had fully recovered, and some say I never fully recovered, John contacted me. He wanted to know if I could help him with a project he was working on. We met. Over the next few months, a partnership was formed and we began to write fiction together. For 3 years, every spare moment found us working on our first novel, Bloodlines. John had previously trained under a classic comic book writer and had learned the art and craft of storytelling. We used a 32-point master plot outline to guide us. In preparing, planning, and writing, John and I met every Saturday morning for breakfast at Pop's Restaurant in Manassas. There, we drew charts and timelines, sketched out characters, fleshed out our master plot outline, and made notes about our nation's history, about actual events, and about the ideas behind those events. For 9 years, I had borne a deep burden for my nation, for our history, and for the ideas of our founders, which were rapidly eroding before our eyes. Bloodlines became a lifeline. I again saw the hand of Providence guiding me, shepherding me, into an opportunity to express ideas and burdens about my nation, about its past, and about the principles that had guided us and could, if we allowed them, guide us again. Bloodlines was published in 1993. Following Bloodlines, four more of our stories made it into print. We call the series The Century War Chronicles. My quest for nourishment was alive and well. The 11 years that John and I collaborated together are some of the best years of my life. They gave me hope that the burden I carried was real, that my voice could be heard, and that God was indeed guiding me. I am sharing all of these stories with you so you can better understand how I came to call myself the Famished Patriot. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.